From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Well, here we are just before the weekend and just before winter number seven or whatever it is coming up this weekend. Here comes the weather. But listen, by like Wednesday of next week, it's supposed to be near 80. So just hunker down, put on a few layers, and you'll get through it. And hopefully we can help do that with some great programming. Join us over the weekend, obviously, for the live services from Calvary Church. Frank Turek is going to be in town doing the Unshaken Conference at Calvary Church tomorrow. It's a full-day event. You can go to calvarynm.church to still do registration, I believe. And then actually after 5 o'clock when it's over, Frank's hanging out. He's going to be here in the pulpit through the weekend. So some pretty cool stuff happening. And as we head towards Easter, I want to let you know about this is a family event you may really want to be a part of. The Gospel of Mark, presented by Gregory Elder. It'll be at the Peggy Ann Finley Arts Center, the Black Box Theater at Bosque School in Albuquerque. Just over the river on the west side. It's happening Thursday and Friday, April 18th and 19th, 7 p.m. You'll experience the powerful portrayal of the Gospel of Mark as Gregory Elder brings each character to life while really preserving the authenticity of God's Word. He'll do that along with piano accompaniment performed by Michelle Mook. It's a free event, but registration is required and there's limited space. So here's the email address to get those reservations. It is itellyouthetruth@icloud.com. I tell you the truth at icloud.com to get reservations for Thursday or Friday, April 18th, 19th, 7 p.m. Peggy Ann Finley Arts Center, Black Box Theater at Bosque School in Albuquerque for the Gospel of Mark presented by Gregory Elder. Hey, here's another great family event that you have to get out for. Who doesn't love cats and or dogs? The Pitties and Kitties event is happening coming up April 12th. That's a week from this weekend. And it's happening at, I guess it's Bass Pro Shops now, I was just informed. It's where Cabela's was. Same company, but you know where I'm talking about. Paseo, really real close to Paseo and I-25, off Jefferson, if you're going north from Ellison or Osuna. That is going to be a three-hour event, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're going to go through the event. But in studio with us, Holly Dustemer is here. She's a founder, president, board member of Pitties and Kitties, pkrescue.org. Welcome into the broadcast, Holly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you. And along with you, some people who clearly like cats and dogs. The Peters are here. Brianna and Jay are both here. And they are one of the sponsors for this event from Relentless Real Estate. Brianna, you're the qualifying broker there. Jay, you're the designated broker and business coach. And I was on the site earlier today, the website for Relentless Real Estate.
Yeah, so our website is relentlessrenm.com.
Relentlessrenm.com. I got some questions regarding your participation in the event and some of the other things happening at the event. Let's jump into some of the things that are happening. Holly, on this Saturday, April 12th, a week from tomorrow, at Bass Pro Shop in Albuquerque.
A little bit of a switch up for us.
I know, right? So what's the difference? What's going to be the difference? Do you know, Jay?
Yeah, the sign will look a little bit
different. Yeah, right.
Other than that, I think that's it.
Yeah, right. More anyway. At this event on next Saturday morning, pet adoption is an option, Holly?
Yeah, so we'll have quite a few adoptable dogs and cats, some kittens as well. It is kitten season, so.
Is there a season for kittens?
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting.
Right now.
Spring, so they're like.
You can walk out your door and probably see a loose kitten.
Okay. Is that because there's more feral cats than there are dogs?
Yes. And they produce litters anywhere from like 2 to 3 litters a year. And this is the season when it starts getting warmer, when it's just... It's
who knew?
Flooded. Yeah.
Cat people.
Information to me.
Yeah. And as much as I want to support the work you're doing for cats, just never been that guy.
Maybe you can come meet some cats and I'll change your mind.
Yeah. No, and we were talking off the air. I've actually met some cats that act like dogs that I like. So, but there's going to be food trucks, inflatable bounce area for kids. Mm-hmm. That's always fun. And a raffle. Now, this is a great way to support what you're doing. You're asking people to bring wet cat or dog food. Which is
specifically kitten food and puppy food, if possible.
Okay, it's more for the little guys.
Yes.
Okay, wet. So, but if they bring wet cat or dog food, is that going to work for the raffle?
Yes.
However, an emphasis on puppy and kitten wet food. Okay, so that'll get you into the raffle. You can also purchase raffle tickets. Prizes, anyone? We know what's happening prize-wise.
Yes, we actually have a ton of prizes. I don't know how many exactly, but we have GoPros.
Anything from Bass Pro Shop?
Nothing from Bass Pro Shops or Cabela's.
Okay.
Yeah, which is kind of a bummer, but...
I interrupted you. Go ahead.
That's all right. We do have GoPros, flashlights,
Emergency
trauma kits, emergency survival kits, a snowboard, a cornhole set, guitar.
I am wicked awesome at cornhole.
Yeah?
See, you need to go.
I think me and you need to have a competition.
Yeah.
Here,
Steve.
You need to go.
It was funny. I was playing with a relative who won't, you know, my wife.
Yeah.
And she's actually pretty good. I was at an event with my son, and I threw, like, I got... All in one turn, I got all the bags in the cornhole.
That's impressive.
And my son said, well, you won. Did you know that's a rule? If you throw them all in the hole on one turn, you win.
Game's over.
Game over.
Game over, man.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, we do need to.
I'll be honest, though. Does anybody really know the rules of cornhole? You just kind of go out there and play and have fun, usually, right?
Yes.
It's just kind of there. It just shows up at random events and, you know, gatherings.
Yeah. Are we doing full contact or?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
I have the advantage.
Bring your cup.
So, GoPro, a flashlight, trauma kit, a snowboard. It was skis for me. I'm that old.
Okay.
It was a skateboard at one time, but do we know the brand for people that are all about that?
It's
Burton.
Yes, that's it.
There you go. Hey, first try.
Okay. Thank you.
You've been doing this a little bit, right?
No, I have kids who snowboard.
There you go.
Yeah, they always tell me Wolf Creek always has snow. Always.
Okay.
Anyway. And then there's going to be some groups out there as well. Revengers Off-Road. Let's start there. Who are they?
So they are an amazing group of people that we are actually a part of. We're really happy and proud to be a part of Revengers Off-Road. They are just a local group, and they are built of Jeeps, Toyotas, Tacomas, 4Runners, just a whole slew of whatever you can put off-road tires on.
Okay. Off-road, overlanding, camping.
Off-roading and overlanding.
Are they all four-wheel drive, or do people actually get out there and try to do it with two wheels?
Nobody that we know of doing two wheels, yeah.
That would kind of be dumb?
A little bit.
With the B.
Yes.
Okay, and NM4RT, same thing? Just another group? Or?
Another group, yeah. I'd like to say that they're specific... Toyotas. Most of their group is Toyotas, but they're very welcoming and open to all off-road vehicles as well.
Okay, now is that going to be some of the rigs we're talking about that are going to be out at the event?
Yes, so we have a lot of rigs that are going to be out there from Revengers and M4RT. As far as I know, there's going to be some additional rigs that are upwards of $1 million, crazy.
Half a million.
Stuff where the guys who really know are going to walk up and go, are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
The kind of car show,
ridiculousness.
Okay. I mentioned you guys as sponsors at Relentless Real Estate, Relentless, R-E-N-M.com. Are there any other sponsors that we need to mention?
It's mainly us, but we are splitting all of our duties and all the good things with Revengers and NM4RT. So
okay.
They've both been tremendously helpful and instrumental in this whole process.
Okay, and all the proceeds, obviously, Holly, going to benefit Pitties and Kitties.
Yes.
And we're going to take a break and come back and actually jump into the details about Pitties and Kitties and what people, how they might be able to help and how they may be able to help with rescue, maybe, whatever, wherever it goes.
Yeah.
Organic conversation. Love to have it. We're going to do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
Okay. We are in the midst of letting you know about an event coming up on Saturday, April 12th, 10 to 1. I always usually like to just say 10 a.m. Be there at 10 a.m. And it says 1 p.m. Are they going to kick you out at 1? I mean, you could go, you just never know. The end time, I always kind of, but 10 to 1, there's at least a three-hour window where you can get out and find out more about Pitties and Kitties, maybe do an adoption, maybe become a foster pet person at Bass Pro Shop. That's Saturday, April 12th. And in studio with us, along with sponsors from Relentless Real Estate, RelentlessRENM.com, Jay and Brianna Peters are here, but the... founder, president, and board member at Pitties and Kitties, Holly Dustemer, is with us. And Holly, actually, I want to spend some time talking to you about some of the things at the organization, which, by the way, for those who haven't found yet, at pkrescue.org, pkrescue.org. It's an animal rescue organization. It's been dedicated to caring for and promoting the rights of responsible pet ownership and making sure the kiddos with fur are okay. And so let's define first with the time we have. We have about 5 minutes. Pitties and Kitties.
Yep.
Okay. Pitties being?
Kind of up to interpretation. I say anything with a big old head is a pity. So
okay. A pit bull or any cross.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kitties?
Any kind of cat, old cats, kittens. Okay.
Just not Siberian tigers.
Probably
or,
not.
Or lynx or any wild cats.
I haven't
cats.
Been faced with that decision yet.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, it's a thing. You never know. And let's talk about this because essentially, I mean, there's a lot of them out there. And like you said, it's kind of kitten season.
Yep.
And is there a puppy season?
It's technically right now too.
Okay. Just not as much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cats reproduce like.
Well, and they're sly. You know, they get out and they become, they're gone. Mm-hmm. And then they find other cats.
Yep.
And make cats.
They're less domesticated than dogs.
Yeah. So, first of all, well, I guess it doesn't necessarily matter, or maybe it does, where they're coming from, whether it's someone who contacts you through the website that, hey, man, we found this stray dog and we really don't want to take it down to a place where it might get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get some of that?
So a lot of our dogs usually come from shelters.
Yeah.
And then our cats are usually more of the strays.
Okay. So are the shelters reaching out to you?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. So you got that relationship going.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to guess you kind of vet the pets.
Yes. Just since we're foster-based, we have to be pretty careful on like what we take in. Because if we don't have a foster home, they come to my house.
Yeah.
And I can only hold so many dogs. So
right.
Usually we have them go to the shelter. And if they're not getting adopted, the shelter will usually reach out to us for some help.
Okay. And then really the first step, once you accept one into your program, mm-hmm. is to place it in a foster home.
Yes.
Which, by the way, at pkrescue.org under how to help, that's a way you can click on foster and sign up. And now I'm going to assume those people and homes are vetted.
Yes. So we do an application and you have to apply and then we check your references and okay. then we do a home visit, which is nothing crazy. But then, if everything looks good, then we bring you a pup or a kitty.
Nice. Or more?
Probably if you want some more.
Okay. So you can have multiple animals you're fostering.
Yep. We usually try to keep it to one adult dog, but litters of puppies and kittens can definitely help.
Okay. And then You vet the animals, you vet the people being prepared to foster, and then I'm going to assume then you, just like with foster, you vet the people that are looking for a permanent, you know, ready to provide a permanent
home. A lot of our fosters are treated like adopters in a sense, because a lot of people do foster fail, which means they keep the animal.
That's a good fail.
Yep, it's a good fail. It's not a bad thing, but it does usually lessen the chances of fostering again. So, but the application for foster versus adopt is very similar, and just the process in general.
Okay. And then there's other ways that people listening right now can be supportive. Obviously, yes. You can go to the website at pkrescue.org. Like most nonprofits, there's a donate button right at the top of the page. Yes. It's pretty self-explanatory. Are there any things they need to know about payment method on that, or it's just...
We take a lot of different payment methods, okay. And we have a P.O. box, too, for cash and checks.
Okay, and you're looking for volunteers as well. How can volunteers help?
So with us being a smaller foster-based rescue, usually our volunteers primarily help at, like, events.
Okay.
But we have some other transport opportunities as well.
And, you know, the other thing you can do if you're hearing about this, you go check out the website and you go, this is cool. This is, I love cats, or I love dogs, or I love them both, and I want to support what they're doing. Well, you know, it's so, you know, do you have a Facebook page, by the way?
Yes, we got Facebook, Instagram.
Okay. And is that on the bottom of the page? Yeah. Okay. So you have those connections on the bottom of your website.
Yeah.
You know, let me say this when it comes to social media, if you see something you like about pitties and kitties, okay, like, love, care, whatever, share.
Yes.
All right. Share is a big deal. You share it with your circle of influence. We're pretty much out of time, but I do want to throw it back in case there's anything anyone wants to make sure we say that we didn't say in the first place.
Come to the event. Yeah. Support Pitties and Kitties and see you guys there.
Okay. If people are hearing about the event here and like, now, is there somewhere they can go and see all the information laid out?
Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram.
Okay.
And our website as well.
Okay. On the Relentless website.
Correct.
Okay. And that again is relentlessrenm.com.
That's it.
Thank you guys all for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.
Great content on the way. We're going to get a Heritage Foundation update coming up next. And after that, Brian Cochran joins us for a Friday financial update on ABQ Connect.